actually, if you deploy nothing else other than this, you will see a dramatic improvement. So you can almost forget any sales book you've read. This one secret alone should have a dramatic impact. Hi, welcome to another episode of Bhaktari MD. As you know, this year we're doing Crash CEO School. We're going to give you all the major tips and tricks to become an effective leader in any organization. Today I have a great, great show for you. I'm going to go over the number one secret, number one strategy to improve your sales, to make them go through the roof. And, you know, I have a whole sales course. I'll put a link below and it's, you know, goes through a lot of stuff. One of the key points in that entire course is what I'm going to share with you. So by the end of this video, if you deploy nothing else in my course, but just this one strategy, I would estimate your sales or whatever process you have that involves selling will double or triple just with this one trick. And I'm going to go over that. Recently, I did a video on how to sell without selling. I'll put a link up there. That's a brief overview of the course. But here I want to just share with you one little secret that I want you to deploy right away in your sales process. Actually, if you deploy nothing else other than this, you will see a dramatic improvement. So you can almost forget any sales book you've read. This one secret alone should have a dramatic impact. And, you know, try it out. Put in the comments below how it went. I can't imagine this is not going to help any organization in their sales process. So let me just first of all go over briefly what we look at as any sales process. And there's really five steps in any sales process, and then I'm going to show you how you can deploy this secret. As you know from my previous video, the number one step is to get to know your client. You got to get to know them. I go over that in my course as well as in that other video. Number two is you have to understand the needs and wants of your client in ways that are very clear to you. There's no ambiguity. The next step is very important, which is then to explain your process of how you are going to match their needs and wants in a way that's clear to the client. Next step is you're going to answer their questions. You know, often when you ask questions about their needs and wants and then show them how you can help them, there will be clarifying questions that they will have. And step five is to minimize any objections and focus on the sales. So I'm going to go over that too in the course, but the best way to minimize objections is the secret that I'm going to share with you. If you deploy this secret, often we have found that objections actually go away, so you don't have to overcome them. The number one way to avoid objections we have found is, believe it or not, not to pause after you answer a question. And I'm going to explain why. Either at the beginning when the process is starting, or certainly when you're explaining your process, people are going to have questions, valid questions that you need to answer. But what we have found is when you answer those questions, people have a tendency to pause. So someone will say, how long is it going to take you for your company to get this deliverable to us? And often people say, it'll take us 4 weeks. But what did they do after they say 4 weeks? They pause. And the reason for that is that's how we do things in our normal life. Okay, so in our normal life, if your spouse calls you up and says, what do you want for dinner? You say, lasagna, and then you pause. Or if someone asks you what time it is, you say what time it is. So even if someone says to you, what's your address? Where do you work? In our normal lives, we pause, and it's totally acceptable to pause after you answer a question. It's not normal or shouldn't be normal to pause after you answer a question in a sales process. This is why sales is a skill set, right? Why is it in certain organizations, like even in timeshare organizations, the top three salespeople are always the same? You know, go to a car lot, right? Top salespeople are always the same. If doing sales involved just being a nice guy, knowing your product, right? Then randomly anyone should be at the top of sales in any organization. But what people don't realize is sales are a skill set that you actually need to acquire, like playing the violin or landing a plane. And that's why, you know, in our course, we go over the many, many rules, but the number one rule is do not pause after you answer a question. I'm going to tell you why. The reason won't be so obvious, so let me explain it to you. First of all, what happens when you pause? When you pause, believe it or not, after answering a question, people don't like it. People generally, in their mind, don't like the pause. And actually, a pause can be painful. For example, if I just pause this video right now, you don't like it. People don't like someone stopping and then pausing. And so what happens is when you pause after answering a question, you're basically forcing the other person to break the silence. And often the way they break their silence is they conjure up a question they didn't have or isn't relevant because they don't want the silence, right? So it doesn't mean that they don't want more information. They may, but often when you force someone on the spot to generate a question to break silence, they ask a question that's not relevant to even to them. And that takes you down a rabbit hole answering questions that they didn't really have.
Why hasn't getting a simple laboratory test been as easy as ordering something online? Well, now it is. With three simple steps on enationaltesting.com, you can have your laboratory test ordered, go in for testing the same day, and get your results quickly, right to your email. Enationaltesting.com is fast, convenient, and confidential. Begin taking charge of your health today with enationaltesting.com's complete healthcare panels and easy-to-understand results at over 2,000 locations nationwide. No matter who you are, where you are in the United States, or what your health concerns are, enationaltesting.com is your comprehensive resource for laboratory testing services. It's time to focus on yourself. Let us do the hard work for you. Enationaltesting.com. Easy, convenient, and tailored to your health needs.
Okay, so I don't know if you accept that, but assume you accept that. So then what do you do? Well, the way you do it is you have a sales process and you want to get them back on the railroad track. So if you think of the sales process as just a railroad track that you're taking someone down, and when someone asks you, whether they interrupt you during the when you're trying to understand their needs and wants, or when they interrupt you when you're explaining the sales process, think of that as them taking you off the railroad track. Meaning if they didn't ask any questions, you would go down a certain process. Okay, so I understand your needs and wants, right? And so our next step was we set up a consultation where you come in. Whatever you were going to say, they ask you a question, that takes you off the railroad track. When you answer that question, that is then your opportunity to go back on the railroad track, right? So again, think of your sales process as a railroad track that you're taking the person down. So if the next thing you were going to say is, okay, so the next step is we're going to set up a consultation for us to come out to see you or you come into our office. So let me kind of walk you through what that would look like. So you've already explained your process, you're in the middle of explaining your process, and they ask you a question, how long will it take you to deliver this first item? Okay, and then you say 4 weeks. Well, the proper way to say it is 4 weeks. And by the way, getting back to what I was saying, we start this process by setting up a consultation for you to come in, blah, blah, blah. And the problem with this is you can't just think, okay, I saw this video, I'm no longer going to pause after I answer a question. But believe it or not, you're not going to be able to break a habit. Let's say you're 30 years old. You probably have had the habit of pausing after answering a question for 25 years. You can't just break the habit because you saw this video or you understand. You actually have to work at it. You actually have to catch yourself pausing after you answer questions. And you know, it's interesting. When I confront my staff and other people with this, one of the most common things I get is, well, no, I pause because I want to provide great customer service and I want to exhaust all their questions. So I'm going to pause and see if they have more, bring it on. But in reality, people will ask you the questions that are material. What I have found is that when you generate questions they didn't have is when the sales process goes awry and you actually, they'll keep generating questions that is immaterial to them, but sooner or later will take them down a rabbit hole that makes them question the whole process. So I don't know if this makes sense. So the toughest people to stop from pausing are the people that feel that this is a great sales strategy to exhaust every imaginable question the person's had. And this way, you know, they're pleasing the customer. And in actuality, nothing could be further from the truth. People really want someone to take control and explain the process. Yes, answer questions that are relevant that they really have. They don't want more than that. And the proof is in the pudding. When we have trained people who actually master this technique of not pausing after they answer a question, their sales go through the roof. So keep that in mind. It's actually contrary to what you would think. People are happier when you don't pause after you answer questions. And when you do pause after answering every question, it doesn't usually end well, or statistically, it doesn't end well. So think about that. So I'll provide a link to the course if you have more ideas, or actually just try this, if nothing else, and see if it makes a dramatic difference in your process. Okay, well, thank you so much. We will see you on the next video. If you like this kind of content, please make sure you comment, like, and subscribe. Thank you so much. Bye.